Welcome to Nick McDevitt Live, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics, and by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. Welcome to Nick McDevitt Live. Fans can tweet or email questions to radio@goblueraiders.com. Now, here is your host, the voice of the Blue Raiders, Chip Walters.
Welcome back into Sam Sports Grill on this Monday night. Nick McDevitt live for the first time ever. First of eight in a row here at Sam's this year. The head coach of the Blue Raiders joining us. Welcome in wherever you may be listening tonight. And hello, Coach.
How you doing?
Doing good. How about yourself?
Doing great.
Nice crowd out here.
It's a great crowd.
Give yourself a round of applause tonight. Yeah. Kind of get some juice going in here this evening. We're at Sam Sports Grill on a packed Monday night. A lot of blue in the house. That's what we're looking for. And glad to have everybody into Nick McDevitt Live for the first time. Our opening segment brought to you by the Murfreesboro Post, covering daily news from Murfreesboro. Pick one up around town every Monday or log on to MurfreesboroPost.com anytime. And, Coach, kind of with it being the first show of the year, we have we've got a lot of ground we can cover here, but obviously recent history is kind of the most important right now as we have moved into to conference play. But what would you say if somebody said, hey, how's it been going, you know?
Well, you look at over the last couple of weekends.
It's been 10 months almost?
Almost, yeah. It was March 23rd, so we're approaching 10 months at this point here, about 10 days. So, you know, I think over the last couple of weekends, you know, obviously with Conference USA play, our guys are a lot different. They're starting to get better as we go forward, particularly as you relate to on the offensive end of the floor. We're starting to take care of the ball better. I thought we did a nice job against FIU and FAU until they started pressing us. When we were getting pressed in those two games, we had a lot of turnovers. We were a little unorganized, particularly in both second halves. Some of that just not organized, some of it a little bit fatigue, and just had too many turnovers to win those two games. This past weekend, I thought it's as good as we have been offensively, because we were generating. You and I talked about this coming back from Southern Miss and La Tech. We were generating a lot of open looks for ourselves. We had, I think, a season low 12 turnovers against Southern Miss and 17 against La Tech, but some of those were some charges and illegal screens, not necessarily the way we were handling the basketball. So offensively, I think our team is getting better, and you know, the competition doesn't get any lighter, so we got to continue getting better.
No, and I think you made a good point after the game Saturday when you said that the 56 points on the board did not indicate how well you played offense. It 100% indicated how well you shot the ball.
That's right.
But you were getting good looks.
We were. And that's something that night in and night out, you're just not going to shoot it well. But you can run good offense. You can play hard. You can pass and catch the ball at a high level. You're not going to make shots every night. The other night, we were 4-for-10 from the free throw line, 6-for-22 from three, and had some really good looks by some really good shooters. We just didn't make them. And that's not going to be the case every night. It was that night. We ran good offense, just didn't make enough shots to win the game.
As we kind of work our way backwards through this past weekend, mm-hmm. The Louisiana Tech game, going into that one, you know, they were playing about seven players. They had a couple of their better guys. Xavier Christian was out, and who was the other one that was out? I'll think of it. But they had plenty left. Couple of things you and I have talked about in the four conference games that we've played. Look back the other day, I think it was 52 points that Louisiana Tech brought back in their lineup
right.
from last year's game.
Right.
You had 4 points and five rebounds that were coming back from last year's game. So, and it's been very similar in every game that we have played this year against a common opponent from a year ago. And that, you know, that's an indication that this is a brand new roster, and in particular, even the folks who played last year are getting a whole lot more minutes.
Yeah, it's a brand new deal, obviously, with literally half the roster. It is it's their first year here in the program, or their first year playing in games. And for the other guys, it's a brand new role, totally different for them. As you mentioned, I think it was the Southern Miss game. You said to me that their players scored 53 points in last year's tournament game.
Correct.
Versus Middle, and our guys had zero.
Correct.
And so and that isn't an indication or a knock on our current players. It is just a reflection of their experience, not a reflection of their ability. But it is different when now you're in those minutes, playing those minutes when the game's on the line. It's their crunch time minutes.
Yeah.
Or you're a freshman and you're playing crunch time minutes on the road. That's very different than playing high school basketball. And there's just no substitute for gaining that experience for a young player.
And the Louisiana Tech game was, you looked at, when we talk about this some, about breaking a game down into the 10 4-minute segments.
Sure.
That, I mean, here you are, have seven segments. You know, you may win that segment 6-4 or, 8-7, something like that. We had a couple of segments. One was 13-2.
Yep. Well,
not our favorite.
Right.
And had another one, it was a 9-1. And that's where, I mean, you're seeing a game turn on a short amount of time, and to where a lot of hard work is going in, and all of a sudden, you have a tough
blitz.
A tough 2 or 3 minutes.
Yeah.
and it goes the other way.
Yeah, and that's really hard for, again, and I hate to say like a broken record, but to get to the next play quickly. If you have a mistake, if you take a bad shot, you turn it over, your guy beats you on the off the bounce and shoots a layup or dunks it on you. Sometimes it's hard to get over that, get on to the next play. And if you drop your head or let that affect you for a couple minutes, then good players, good teams take advantage of that.
It's interesting how some programs, Louisiana Tech is one, Murray State is one, of how from year to year they look the same.
Yeah.
I mean, coaches change, but they have something going on in their program that where they're interchangeable.
The names on the back change, but
it looks like the same guy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, like Anthony DeRuggi looks like every other forward that they've had. Yeah.
Yep.
And in the same, you go Daquan Bracey, their point guard. You know, they always have a guy like that.
Yeah.
So, and that's what you're working toward here, because Wes Long talked about it on a scouting report the other day. You all use the term switchables, and like those guys who are very versatile and can do a lot of things. And that's what you're working toward. And having a team that looks on the floor like Tech had the other day.
A little bit to where you've got a lot of interchangeable parts on both sides of the ball. You've got skilled forwards who are very mobile and can play both inside and out. They're good at pass and catch. They can get rebounds and start the break. But at the same time, having guards who have some length, some size, some athleticism, they too can switch and guard multiple players on the defensive end, go get defensive rebounds themselves and start the break. And the same thing on both sides of the ball. Have guys been able to play multiple positions in your zones, can guard multiple positions when we're in man, and on the other side of the ball can play different to their strengths at different areas. Sometimes it's posting up a smaller guy, whether you're a big or a guard, being able to take a guy off the bounce, whether you're a big or a guard, to be able to have interchangeable parts, I think allows you over the course of time from year to year beat teams that play a different style of basketball. By doing that, you can play against the bigger opponents who are great rebounding teams. You can handle the ball versus teams that like to press you. You can play against teams that are really up and down a lot. You can play against teams that slow it down. And as we continue to build our roster as we go forward, those are some of the things that we look for.
We're going to talk about your schedule that you've had to play and how that fits into what you just talked about. But coming up next, we'll be talking about the Southern Miss game. I want to remind folks, we have question cards that are out in the audience right now. If you would, fill those out. And T-Bone is getting his filled out right now. He'll send in about five of them. So he will ask us all the questions. We want to take a timeout and remind you that we're brought to you in part by the Tennessee Education Lottery, proud to have raised more than $4.7 billion to support education programs in Tennessee. To learn more about programs funded by the lottery, visit seehowitaddsup.com. We're at Sam's at Stones River Mall and back after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
Murfreesboro Medical Clinic is proud to be the official medical group of MTSU Athletics. We all win big when we work as a team for better health. Just like MTSU's athletes and coaches, our healthcare professionals work tirelessly to make our community proud. At MMC, we really are true blue. MTSU is our hometown team, and your health is our mission. Visit mmclinic.com or call us at 615-893-4480.
Looking for a way to take your brand to the next level? Let RJ Young's outsourced print and promotional services help you leave your mark on the world. Our products aim to have you make a bold and lasting impression. We offer fast, high-quality print services to fit any budget. Our team of specialists offer step-by-step assistance throughout the entire process for a customized and personal approach to printing. Order now and receive 10% off your first order. Visit rjyoung.com/print today.
Hi, I'm Courtney Brown, great-granddaughter of Roscoe Brown. Did you know that your heating and cooling equipment works hard for you every day, and like any mechanical equipment, it is recommended to have a checkup twice a year? These checkups improve efficiency, extend its life, and help avoid costly repairs. Before the weather sneaks up on you, call us today, 888-MY-ROSCOE. Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com. What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill here at Stones River Mall. Glad to have you with us for this first ever Nick McDevitt Live, and want to thank everybody who came out with a big crowd this evening. And we talked a little bit about the Louisiana Tech game. Tech got the win there on Saturday, but Middle started off the road trip in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, against Southern Miss, a team that knocked Middle out of the conference tournament a year ago. And that was a ball club that, you know, they came in, what was their record at the time? They were 7-7
Eight and seven.
Going in. And, you know, they had not played a hugely tough schedule, but, boy, their guards were really, really tough. And going in, we knew that Cortez Edwards, who was a big scorer for them from a year ago, but Tyree Griffin, the Oklahoma State transfer, he and Bracey may make up the toughest weekend point guard combination that you have to face in the league. I don't know.
Yeah, they're very good guards, and that's something that obviously Doc Sadler's done a great job down there at Southern Miss and has two really good backcourt players in Cortez Edwards and Tyree Griffin, guys that you know, we were keying in on before the game started, and you look around the league, and that will continue. You know, you go to La Tech, and it's bracy. You look at teams like Charlotte and Old Dominion and Western, it's their backcourt players. UTSA this coming Thursday, their two guards are averaging 20 and 18. Almost 40 points between two sophomore guards. So, that was a night that won't be much too unlike the games that we got coming forward. But Donovan Sims had a big night in his own right down there.
Yes,
he
did.
A career high of 28 points on 16 shots is hard to do.
Yeah, Donovan was 12 of 16 from the floor, had four threes, four rebounds, three assists, and he had one turnover. And he didn't get that turnover until about 3 minutes left in the game. He was on pace to not have a turnover, but with the minutes he's playing right now, 33 minutes the other night, to one turnover in the position he's playing, especially with Griffin guarding him, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really hard when he's in the position he's in. He's having to play a lot of minutes. Most night, every night, one of the team's better players, if not their best players, one of the guards on the other team, he is having to play really aggressive on the offensive end for our ball club, which is a little out of his natural personality. He's a fairly reserved personality, introverted young man. He's a great kid. I shouldn't say great kid, great young man. Does everything the right way. I was happy to see him starting to come out of a little, I shouldn't say a shell, but starting to come into his own and be more comfortable being aggressive. You watch him shoot it. He shoots it really well. He's got a great stroke from behind the arc. He's got some shake to his game. And starting to get comfortable being aggressive. That's just not in his nature. But it looks good when he does it, I can tell you that.
I tell you, it's fun to watch young men and young ladies grow up right before your eyes. And Donovan is one of those young men who we did see as a kid playing high school basketball here. And I think a lot of times Coach Boots Donnelly had a phrase that he used about his players when they started getting some toughness. He said, they got a little bark on him now, and Donovan's getting a little bark on him.
He sure is. He really is. And when you're playing the kind of minutes he is, you can't help but do that. But again, his role on last year's team with some of the guys surrounded by him was very different than what we need him would need out of him this year. So he's starting to kind of take ownership of that, grasp that, and has really over the last five or six games. Performed quite nicely. I don't know what his averages are right off the top of my head, but over the last five or six games, is putting up 17, then 15, then 28. Somebody showed me something that I guess it was about a four-game stretch. He was averaging 16 points a night, shooting like 52 or 53% from the floor, over 40 from three, just really starting to be aggressive.
Well, yeah, Donovan right now in league play is averaging 13 and a half points a game, and his assist to turnovers at 1.6. That's you're seeing him continue to come on there. And you look at his overall, the assist to turnover ratio is not going to be quite as good, and he was averaging at 8.9. So he's upped his point per game by about 4 or 5 points per game now that league play
has gotten
here.
You think he can keep doing that for the next 2 months?
Heck yeah. Why not?
That'd be great if he could. But he really is. He's doing a great job in what is a new role for him.
Yeah.
He was a key player on last year's championship team, but in a very different role. And what he's going to be asked to do as we move forward is just different, and he's doing a great job of it. And by the way, before we get off the Donovan, off the subject of Donovan, I do want to say congratulations to his high school coach, Barry Wartman, with his 500th career victory over the last couple of days. That's a big time milestone.
I remember seeing Barry Wartman win a girls state championship at Hickman County a few years ago.
When you can coach, you can coach.
Yes,
and
that's
he's,
right.
He's a really good one. Has done a long time, a great job for a long time around here.
Now, speaking of Donovan, we talked about his game there. When you came over after the game, you kind of had that – you know, we were so close for having some good things, really, some really good things happen. Reggie had a really nice game. Reggie Scurry had a good game at Southern Miss, 15 points, 5 rebounds. And it's and you were really close that night to having 2, 3, 4 players playing really well together. Yeah. And that's what it's going to take to get over this next hump.
It's that case every night for every team. You got to have 5 or 6 guys that play well. Well, that's one thing when you're playing 9, 10, 11 guys. You can afford for 3, 4, 5 guys to play not too well or just okay.
Yeah.
Because you're playing 10 or 11. Well, there's 5 or 6 guys that you do the math, 5 or 6 play pretty good. That's just not our reality right now. We're playing about 7 guys. And so everybody has to play good. You can't afford to have 2 or 3 guys just play okay. Again, you start doing the math. Now only about 4 or 5 guys had a good night against most teams. That's not good enough.
Yeah.
When you're playing against high-quality competition, everybody that's going in has to play a lot of minutes and play well.
Yep.
You can't afford to have an off night when you have a lack of depth, and that's just our reality right now.
Yep.
We have 2 guys that are injured, 2 guys that are sitting out due to transfer. We have 12 scholarship players, so we're dressing 8 scholarship players. That's just our reality, and that means when you go in, you got to play good.
Yep, you better, because and if you get in there and do that, you're going to get a lot more minutes.
That's right. Can't help but.
Yep. Southern Miss wins the game by a score of 77-70 on Thursday night. When we return, we'll kind of break down the non-conference part of the schedule, get coaches' thoughts on what's going on in the league, and a whole lot more. You're listening to Nick McDevitt live tonight from Sam Sports Grill. Back after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Why are people coming from over 40 different states to buy from Wilson County Hyundai?
Because Wilson County offers the most competitive prices in the whole country.
And what's the secret behind Wilson County Hyundai's success?
Better cars, better service, because you deserve better.
Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage with America's best 100,000-mile warranty.
100,000 miles? Get the Wilson County Hyundai Advantage in Lebanon.
It's funny how things can multiply, like cold weather. One minute, a few snowflakes fall. The next, you need a snowblower just to find your feet. Or tardiness.
What are you working on?
Run 2 minutes late in the morning, and you're a half hour late to work.
Come on.
But good things come from multiplying, too. Like the new Multiplier Instant Games, which give you a chance to multiply your winnings. So go ahead, enjoy the good kind of multiplying today with the new Multiplier Instant Games, only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Murfreesboro, you can count on an award-winning service team for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Lee Company, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, recognized by Angie's List as a super service provider since 2008, is ready to assist with all your home maintenance needs. Heating and air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, home improvement, and more. Experience the convenience of calling one phone number for all your home maintenance and improvement needs. Call Lee Company today at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Hey, Blue Raider fans. Lightning's Locker Room, powered by Textbook Brokers, is the place to get your Blue Raider gear. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 4. Lightning's Locker Room is just across the street from the Murphy Center at 1321 Greenland Drive. It has all the MT polos, hoodies, t-shirts, hats, and other game day gear you'll ever need. See the selection online at mtsugear.com. That's mtsugear.com, or behind Section O on game days.
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
Hi, I'm Will Brown.
And I'm Courtney Brown.
And we're the great-grandchildren of Roscoe Brown.
Our third-generation business has been serving folks in Middle Tennessee since 1940.
At Roscoe Brown, you are more than just a ticket number. We live in this community and we care about our neighbors.
Whether you have lived here your whole life or are new to town, your family can trust our family with your heating, cooling, plumbing, and insulation needs.
Roscoe Brown is a proud supporter of MTSU Athletics. Go Blue!
Roscoe Brown.
RoscoeBrown.com.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Nick McDevitt live tonight from Sam Sports Grill in Murfreesboro. Here every Monday night for the next 7 weeks after tonight. We'll lead you right up to the end of the regular season. And the non-conference schedule, let's talk a little bit about it and how you went through that. Because, it was a schedule that Coach Davis had built a good part of that for what was expected to be on the roster. And obviously a lot of that changed. But you guys did add a couple of those games in there. And I did corner Wes Long, your schedule maker. I said, what were you thinking on a couple of those games you added? But he came back and told me about why, you know, about bringing Rhode Island onto the schedule and bringing Lipscomb onto the schedule and things like that. But kind of your thoughts on, number one, this non-conference schedule and how it will parlay itself into good things down the road for this team. And how do you like to schedule non-conference-wise moving forward?
Well, I think, first of all, with the difficult schedule for this team is you learn early, either as an older player who's a little inexperienced or when you're first getting to college, what winning looks like. You see when you play Virginia how you have to be locked in and what a, first of all, what a pro looks like. You know, as an individual player, when you play a schedule like that, you see what future pros looks like, whether it be in the NBA, because we played a lot this year that will play in the NBA. But you also see guys that will make a career or at least have a career of playing professional basketball. So as an individual, you see how big, strong, skilled, athletic, whatever that is. But you also, as a group, as a team, you see what a top 10 team in the country looks like, what executing on offense looks like, how the margin of error gets really, really slim when you play teams like that. You can play a lesser schedule and somewhat fall into bad habits because you're having some success, but it's a little bit false because of perhaps who you're playing. When you're playing the best of the best, both as a group, the other team that you're playing, but also when you're playing some of the best players in the country, it's a different feel when you get back to practicing. Now you know how good you got to get, either as an individual. I got to get faster. I got to get stronger because that right there is a pro. That guy's faster than me. He's stronger than me. He's whipping my tail. You have a different vigor when you get in that weight room the next time. When you're trying to handle the ball against a guy that really can't guard, you might think you've got a nice handle. When you play against a great defensive player and he's taking it from you a time or two, you figure out real quick you got to get in the gym and work on your ball handling a little bit different, a little bit better. Same things are true for your team as well. Here's what executing offense looks like versus great defensive teams. And so as you're scheduling, you're trying to throw those kinds of things at your team. Get them in a tournament so they know what it's like to have to play 3 games in 3 days. You're going to have to win 3 games in 3 days or 4 games in 4 days to win the Conference USA tournament. So playing tournaments early in the year is a good thing. Playing on the road is a good thing. Neutral sites, home games against tough teams. That's what you have to do to win in this league.
Yeah, and you, one of the things you talked about, the playing in the Bahamas this year, you know, you learned a lot of those things when you face a Virginia team that is as skilled as it was on both sides of the both sides of the floor. But also, you probably learned as much about what you talked about, that preparation for a day one, day two, day three, getting the prep in, getting a game plan in, and getting a scout into the game. That's not an easy thing to do. And the way you guys went about that, it was the first time I'd had a chance to sit through all those meetings with you about calling on somebody and they spit out the scout for whoever they're going to be playing is very, very impressive.
Well, and you've got to be good at those things. If you're going to be great teams, you have to be great at those details throughout the course of the game. Who am I guarding? Is he a left-handed player? Is he a right-handed player? Is he a driver? Is he a shooter? This team likes to run stagger screens for their shooters. This team really likes to go to the block coming out of timeouts. You got to be ready for them to trap you after dead ball situations. Those are the kinds of things that you have to recall as a really good team. And, again, when you are a young player, that's something you haven't had to do before, usually, in your career, is to be good at all those things at the same time.
Yeah, and it is, and it is a work in progress for sure. All right, we're going to take a break, and business is about to pick up. James Hawthorne, the Pride of Prentice, Mississippi, is going to be here with us next. You're listening to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Attention light beer drinkers, a message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging, because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, we better get gas. Let's stop at Kroger.
Ooh, good call.
We got a bunch of fuel points saved up, too.
Awesome.
It's easy to earn fuel points every time you shop at Kroger and redeem for up to $1 off per gallon. How much will you save?
Nice. We saved $1 a gallon.
Gotta love those Kroger fuel points.
I was looking for a bank that sees me as more than just a credit score or an account balance.
A bank that has my best interests at heart.
A bank that's big enough to have everything I need. Checking, savings, loans, credit cards, but small enough to treat me like family.
Turns out, I wasn't looking for a bank at all.
Ascend Federal Credit Union. Banking without the bank. Learn more at ascendfcu.org. Ascend is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey, Blue Raider fans, this is Dr. Mark Hardison with Middle Tennessee Oral and Implant Surgery. We are so proud to be able to serve the Blue Raider teams and their families when they need wisdom teeth removed, dental implants, or other specialty oral care. Our mission is to provide healthcare as it should be, providing compassion, availability, and excellence to every one of our patients. We deeply appreciate the support of your business as we join in supporting our team. Let's go Blue!
Make a fast break for Bunny Bread, proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. With its soft, fresh taste you know and love, Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns are fan favorites for all ages. Bunny is the perfect three-pointer with the taste you want, the nutrition you need, and energy to go. So score big with Bunny Bread and Bunny Buns today and cheer the Blue Raiders on to victory.
That's what I said, Bunny Bread.
MTSU National Alumni Association is a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics. Are you one of the 120,000 living alumni worldwide? Are you connected to the MTSU National Alumni Association? If not, you're missing out on what's happening around campus and in your area. Visit mtalumni.com to update your email address and learn about all the exciting events and programs offered this year just for our valued alumni. And we always love to see our alumni back on campus. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back in to Nick McDevitt Live, Sam Sports Grill on this Monday night. Glad to have you with us. And the aforementioned Pride of Prentice, Mississippi.
Yes, sir.
There he is, James Tukey Hawthorne. I'll have to say Cooper McDevitt's favorite player.
Oh, there's not a close.
Shout out to Cooper.
Yeah. I was telling Tukey earlier, he definitely has the most dunks in our household. Every time Cooper dunks one on his goal in his playroom, it's Tukey that's dunking the ball.
And he dunked a few and had a good weekend. Took, you've been around this program now a couple of years. Kind of talk about where we are, because this is not the same team right now as it was before we went to the Bahamas.
It's definitely different.
Growing up.
Yeah. A lot of stuff changed, but I feel like it's changed for the good. We got a great coaching staff. I like where this program is going to go, and I will be proud. I will be a proud alum to be a Middle Tennessee alum.
Yep, and that's not far down the road for you, is it?
Yes, sir. Hold on, say that again. I hear you.
That's not very far down the road, is it?
Oh, it's too far.
Too far?
Too far. Mississippi, all the way out there. All the way out there.
But that walk across the stage is not far away.
No, it's not. It's not. It's right around the corner.
That's exactly right.
Yes, sir.
And we'll talk about your weekend. Because you had a really good weekend going back home to Mississippi on Thursday night, and then had a great streak in the game at Louisiana Tech.
Yes, sir. It was definitely a blessing to play Hattiesburg Court. It's probably like my last time ever to play that close to home. It's just a blessing in disguise. Being this my last year, and that I actually got to play against Hattiesburg. You know. Because last year I didn't play that much. It was a blessing to be out there on the floor. Coach played me, and I was just thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah, it's something you mentioned. Last year you didn't play a lot.
Yes, sir.
Your numbers have gone from like 1.8 points a game to 7.8. And there are players everywhere, Nick, that would die to have their production go up 6 points a game from a year ago.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I think everybody that watches us play sees that Tukey brings it every day. What you see on game night is what you would see every day if you came and watched us practice. His motor's always running high. He's learned how to play through mistakes. If you asked any of our players or any of our coaches, Tukey is his hardest critic. You know, early when I first got here back in the spring, just had a habit of kind of getting down on himself after mistakes, but he's learned how to play through mistakes. His effort is always there. I don't think you can get too upset watching how hard Tukey plays.
Now, you told me before the year, you said, you know, I wasn't counted on a year ago. I could be kind of class clown a little bit, go out there and do my job, but that role has totally changed for you, and your outlook on how you prepare is totally different.
Yes, sir, it is. I got to look like, say for instance, our freshman, I got to be like somewhat of a leader, and I haven't had to do that before, so it's like a whole different role change. Like whatever I do, it really affects the team. If I'm late, they're going to look at me like the senior late, so why can't I be late? So it's like whatever I do is going to affect the team, and I got to do a better job of leading, which I feel like I can do a better job than what I'm already doing.
Yeah, well, let me ask you this. How do you think that attitude is not only going to affect you now, but once you get that degree and you get out in the workforce and you become a husband and a dad, how are those skills going to help you down the road?
Chip, this is going to help me substantially. Basketball, I feel like basketball is a challenge to the heart. How you play on the court, I feel like directly correlates to your life. Like if you give it your all on the basketball court, stay disciplined, you will be disciplined in life. And I'm just trying to take all this in, being a leader, and take it on to the real world.
How has it been a positive for you to be able to gain a lot of knowledge from two coaching staffs? Because you've come here and you've gotten a lot of different points of view from a lot of different people. Who know what they're doing.
Yes, sir. Like I said, it's a blessing. I've been under two different coaches. Obviously, Coach Kern, I've been under his coaching style, and I'm on the coach's coaching style. So I picked up like two different aspects, you know, because like they're different. So like Kern taught me this, and Coach McDevitt taught me this, and I just put it together, like, and it helped me. It helped me substantially.
And one thing I think about it, too, it tells you that there's no one set way to get it done. There's a lot of good ways to go about what you're doing. All right, tell me about the guys that we haven't seen yet. How good are those cats in practice?
Talking about Dish and CJ? Oh, yeah. It's going to be fun watching them during Dish. And, boy, workhorse. Hey, I got to go out and marry Dave. He ain't weak. That boy's strong. And CJ shooting the pill off of it. It'll definitely be fun to watch both of them. Then they good people. It'd be good to interact with them. And I like them. I like them a lot. I wish I could play with them, but I can't.
We squeeze another year out of you.
Hopefully.
That would be great. Daryl Simpson, our compliance coordinator, has done a great job filling out some waivers for us this year. And
hey, Daryl, I need that waiver.
Yeah, wouldn't hurt me to see Tukey get a waiver to play 5 years. But he really has, you know, he mentioned something earlier about being a better leader. I think Tukey's done a great job in that area and just showing guys what it means to play hard all the time, every day. You know, he doesn't know any other way to play. And you mentioned it a little bit, his role for our team, his the amount of minutes he has to play is just different than what he has been asked to do in the past. And what he has done this year, growing up and really taking ownership of the team, understanding now he's a senior. We've got a lot of young players that are looking up to him. You know, those kinds of things are important as you grow up to learn how to recognize. You know, there's you know, young players on our team, but also young people that are looking up to him. My son's one of them.
Oh. And he know, latched on to Tukey just like that.
In a hurry, yeah. As everybody does. You can't help it. Tukey just has one of those personalities that people gravitate towards him, and he's learned that, and it's important that he does things right all the time, and he's doing a great job.
I had a chance to meet your mama on Thursday night.
Shout out to mama.
And who's tougher on you, mama or Nick?
Probably my mama. But if it ain't my mama, it's my daddy. Senior.
How proud is she going to be when you get your degree in communications here at Middle? And watches you walk across that stage, because you better be walking across that stage.
Yes, sir. She's gonna be very proud. This is what she done put all her time in for me to get this diploma and, you know, start my real life. They've been great. My parents have been great. They've been in my life all my life. And this is really for them. Walking is not for me. It's for them.
Oh,
it's
absolutely.
Like, to show them like all the hard work y'all been putting to me is for y'all. Like, I'm doing this for y'all. So I'm waiting for that moment, and hopefully my mom and daddy will be there.
And what is in the next life? What would be your, if you could draw it up, what would be your first job out of college?
First job out of college.
If you weren't playing ball somewhere.
If I wasn't playing ball, probably be like an event planner, like somewhere in human resources, because I feel like my personality, I can talk to people, I can get through
really?
To people. I can understand
the event he's planning. I would like to attend.
I would,
that would be a fun
it
one.
It would be a throwdown.
So if y'all need any events, come call James Hawthorne Jr. I got you.
Tukey, appreciate your time tonight.
Yes, sir.
Keep it up and keep being that. I love walking into the gym and seeing that smile.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, James Hawthorne, everybody, give him a nice round of applause. We'll take a timeout. More Nick McDevitt live right after this on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
MTSU only trusts optometrists under the name VisionWorks, doctors of optometry with all the vision care for all of our student athletes. Locally owned and operated since 1992, Dr. Mark Lynn has always been committed to providing an excellent shopping experience and high quality products with the best value and selection in the industry. Visit your local VisionWorks today to invest in your active lifestyle. VisionWorks, the official vision care partner of Middle Tennessee Athletics.
What do you think of when you hear community, integrity, commitment, tradition, and partners? The folks at Sodexo know it's family, friends, neighbors, and coworkers. The people we live with, work with, share our world with, and the fans we love to serve. Sodexo is community. It's a community of more than 200 employees and nonprofit volunteers and the thousands of fans we serve at MTSU. Sodexo is a community of people who are committed to enhancing your game day experience. Sodexo, proud server of your game day concession needs and proud to serve the Blue Raiders.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, helping you arrive.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance takes great pride in treating Middle Tennessee State University athletes. Experts in bones, joints, and muscles, and with more than 65 specialists in 20 locations, TOA has a playbook to get you back in the game. To request an appointment, visit us at TOA.com or give us a call at 855-NEED-TOA. Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, or TOA, the official team doctor for Blue Raider Athletics.
Schedule online, anytime, Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
I knew that to reach my goals, I needed to add a professional degree with substantial and usable content. I needed a program that fit my lifestyle. That's why I chose the Master of Professional Studies at Middle Tennessee State University. For me, graduate school needed to be valuable and meaningful. It had to be about my needs. It had to be online, flexible, and pertinent. A graduate degree made for me. Visit mtsu.edu/mps to learn more.
News Radio WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Sam's Sports Grill here at Stones River Mall. I want to remind you that get ahead of the game with the best home services team in town for your heating, air conditioning, plumbing, electrical, and home improvement needs. Lee Company is the team to call, 615-867-1000, or go online to leecompany.com. And, Coach, this segment we try to take some questions from the audience. And T-Bone, like we said, always has good things to ask about. And sometimes I do edit a little bit as he sends them in. But he talked about Carl Gamble and James Hawthorne and how, and talking about their improvement. We talked to Tukey about his improvement, James Hawthorne, but Carl Gamble has had a similar type season this year. Production way up. There's on my charts, there are three guys, Carl, Tukey, and Donovan, that I have comparative numbers from where they were this time a year ago to where they are now from a production standpoint. Points, rebounds, assists, both way up by like 200 and 300%.
Yeah, those two obviously last year playing behind two terrific players in Nick King and Brandon Walters. So the opportunity just not there. This year they're taking advantage of the opportunity that they have to play some critical minutes, some heavy minutes, and have had some nights where they performed at a very high level. Obviously, I'm sure a lot of folks remember Carl's performance up at Belmont a couple of months ago. He was terrific and has had some great games since then. Carl is a very good defensive rebounder. You talk about having really good defensive players. My old coach used to always say that the defensive rebound is the culmination of the possession. You know, you've got to come up with the ball, you know, or otherwise the team's going to just shoot until they score. And Carl is in large part a really good defensive player because he is one of the better defensive rebounders that I've been around.
Carl had 12 rebounds over the weekend, including seven at Louisiana Tech, four offensive rebounds. And that was something that I was curious if you would have thought you would have gone into Ruston and out-rebounded them by 12 on their home floor.
Probably not, to be quite honest with you. Just to out-rebound somebody by double digits is a tall order. And, again, we did a lot of nice things down there. We rebounded the ball other than the some of our offensive fouls, whether it be charging with the ball or illegal screens off the ball. We took care of the basketball. We did have 17 turnovers, but not a ton of throwing the ball around the lot. We got some open looks. We rebounded the basketball. We did a lot of really good things, just didn't come out of there making enough shots to win the game. But I thought Carl was, in large part, one of the reasons that we were good on the glass.
And also T-Bone was asking about, he went from the post players back to the guards, and how Antonio Green, who we haven't really talked about a lot tonight, but who has been your leading scorer night in, night out throughout the season, how he and Donovan have – have kind of grown together as this season has gone along.
They have, and Antonio's doing a great job of trying to continue to expand his game as well. Everyone knows about his ability to kind of catch fire. He is a scorer, not just a shooter, but just has a knack for scoring the basketball. And he's working on expanding his game with his ability to handle the ball, becoming a better passer, concentrating on the defensive end of the floor, things that if you were to score the ball at such a high level that he does, perhaps you would never really concentrate on those other things. I'm not sure I would. If you really are a high-level scorer for 10 years, from the time you were 8 years old to the time you're 18, the way your teams have always won is when you scored a lot of points. All of a sudden, you get used to just concentrating on that and that alone. At the high school level, there are times, and I've seen it myself, where you would have a coach that would almost say, I would rather you shoot it double-teamed than throwing it to this guy over here because he can't make it.
Yeah.
And so now all of a sudden, all of your thought process is to score the ball in order to win games. And Antonio is such a good scorer. I'm not so sure that I wouldn't have thought different myself growing up. And now he's starting to really try to expand upon his ability to score it. And as he's really one of those guys that has his ears open, and he works his tail off. If you asked any of our guys, it would be unanimous who's in the gym the most, and it's Antonio. Multiple times every day. He'll play 38 minutes one night, and he's in there shooting on his own the next day.
Yeah, and that's what you want.
That's right.
Where they do it themselves. You know, and you're not telling them to be there.
No, yeah. No, you can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, that's right.
We put in the hours in the weight room and on the floor with our film sessions. You're allowed 4 hours a day, so says the NCAA. When you talk about some day, you've got a 45-minute film session, an hour of weights, and a two-hour practice, and now you're approaching that four-hour mark. So if they're going to do it, they got to do it on their own.
Jennifer wanted to know, what do you feel has been the area of the greatest improvement since the season began, and what still needs the most improvement?
Good question. There's been good things on both sides of the ball. I thought early in the year we were not very good in our zone defenses. Our rotations, we weren't very good. We just looked hesitant at times, confused at times, and now I think that's something that we're doing a lot better job of. Our turnovers early in the year, we turned it over a lot, and in some cases it's a lack of being in a system that you're comfortable with, because even the older players, the juniors and the seniors, it's still the first year for them in this system. And so whether you're a freshman or a senior, you're all learning new stuff at the same time. And so turnovers are high. They're starting to decrease, which is obviously something that we've got to continue getting better at. I thought we were the best over this past weekend that we've been all year.
Oh, I thought so too, not even close.
Not close.
Yeah.
And that's why we gave ourselves a chance to win on the road.
Yep, and that's the next step to that. All right, something going to unleash on Coach. I may have hinted at it, but something that's been a big hit on this show in the past, it's five random questions. So are you ready?
Is this supposed to be a quick-fire answer?
Yeah, unless you have a story that goes along with one of your answers.
Okay, here we go.
All right, number one, what is the last movie you saw in a theater?
Oh, man. I think The Butler.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I guess.
All right. Number two, would you rather live without the internet or without air conditioning?
Oh, the internet. I got to have air conditioning. I have to have air conditioning. If I'm hot at the house, I'm not very happy. I keep the AC cranked.
Okay, now here's one that's going to be tough because Lauren's in the room. Most important in a partner, intelligence or sense of humor?
Who? Oh, you can't ask. It can't be those two.
Or the correct, both. Correct answer is both.
Both.
Both. Obviously, right?
Yes, obviously my partner has both. So, yeah, you got to have both.
All right, number four, what is your least favorite home chore?
Least favorite home chore. Whew. I don't know. Least favorite home chore. If you asked, I'm a little OCD, and so the home chores, I don't really mind. I like things to be clean and neat and in its right place. And if the trash can's three quarters full, I'm taking it out. You know, making sure that cans and bottles and cardboard are in the right trash can. We recycle, so home chores, I don't really mind.
All right, and the last one, and I think I know the answer to this one. If you could be a member of a sitcom family, which family would it be?
A sitcom family. Whew. I don't know.
You don't know what my guess for you would be, knowing where you grew up?
Well, I'll say this. Growing up, I would have been Zach Morris, Saved by the Bell. you know, that was one of my favorite shows. Still is one of my favorite shows.
By the way, I've met Mr. Belding in person. All right, there's five random questions for this week. He did good. We'll have five more next week. We'll take a quick timeout and wrap it up with the coach after this. You're listening to Nick McDevitt live on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
Put Lee Company on your team and you'll always be ahead of the game with home maintenance, improvements, and repair. Sign up for a Lee Company home maintenance plan to have your heating and air conditioning system tuned up twice a year. In addition, you'll receive a comprehensive electrical and plumbing home inspection, plus member-only discounts and priority service, all for as low as $8.25 a month. For the very best electrical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing services, call Lee Company at 615-867-1000 or visit leecompany.com.
Schedule online, anytime. Getting an appointment with Ascension Care Teams at St. Thomas just got easier with online scheduling. Now you don't have to break away from your day to book the care you need when and where you need it, no matter where you are or what you're up to. Whether you're a new patient or if you've been here before, just pick the appointment that works for you. Schedule online, anytime at getsthealthcare.com.
So, how's it going living with her?
Really well, man. But different than I expected.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I didn't realize how opposite our taste in music is, but I'm warming up to hers, you know? And we have different schedules, but we make time to eat together.
That's great. Hey, here's my cab. You need a ride?
No, I'm good, man. She's pulling up right now.
Hey, Peaches.
Hi, Mima.
It doesn't matter who your driver is, as long as it's a sober one. Booze it and lose it. Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office. Helping you arrive.
Be my bone bun. I smell the newest Jumbo One with a chance at a $4 million top prize. It's so big you can play both sides.
Jumbo Bucks 300X. Good news, you don't need magic beans to meet this giant. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, giant-sized fun. Please play responsibly.
WGNS, the flagship station for Blue Raider sports.
Welcome back into Nick McDevitt Live, final segment of the first show. UTSA coming in this week, and they have been very, very good under Coach Steve Henson.
He does a great job.
Yes, he does.
You know, got a chance to meet him at the spring meetings back in May. Did not know him before then. A lot of people say a lot of really good things about him and his teams. He's gone from, I guess it's about 14 wins to about 25, and now his team's in sole possession of first. We got a first-place team coming in the Murphy Center on Thursday. He's got two really, really good young guards, two sophomores, one averaging 20, one averaging 18. So we'll have to play really well Thursday.
All right, 6:30 at the Murph. We need everybody there, all
That's
hands
right.
on deck.
Sounds good.
All right, first one in the books with Coach Nick McDevitt. Want to thank Dalton for being our studio producer tonight. Chip Walters here for the head coach saying thanks for being with us. Talk to you Thursday night from Murphy Center on the Blue Raider Network from Learfield.
On the Blue Raider Network,
This has been Nick McDevitt Live, brought to you by Bud Light, Game Day's favorite light lager, Ascend Federal Credit Union, the exclusive credit union for Blue Raider athletics. Also brought to you in part by St. Thomas Rutherford Hospital, providing health care close to home. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Blue Raider Network.